Forgotten Country by Catherine Chung. Narrated by Emily Wu Zeller. Chapter 1. The year that Hannah disappeared, the first frost came early, killing everything in the garden. It took the cantaloupe and the tomatoes. The leaves of lettuce turned brittle and snapped. Even the kale withered and died. In front, the wine-colored roses froze, powdered gray with the cold, like silk flowers in an attic covered with dust. My father and I had planted the garden over several weekends and tended it carefully. Then it had overgrown itself, the tomatoes winding themselves up the wall of our house and stretching out to span the distance to the fence. After the frost, we'd left it all winter without trimming anything back. Now we stood on the lawn, surveying the ruin, tracking damp patches of ground wherever we stepped. "We're selling the house," my father said, blowing warm air on his hands. "Well, that makes sense," I said, but it suddenly felt difficult to breathe. My parents had told me they were going back to Korea, so I'd known selling our house was a possibility, but I hadn't expected it. "We're going to have to clean this up," my father said, gesturing at the garden. "It's cold," I said. "Let's go inside." He nodded. The tendons in his neck were taut. His breath steamed slowly around his face. Everything was inside out, or at least the cold had turned the insides of things visible. The green tomatoes were now gray and translucent, their skins puckered at the stems, still hanging from their frozen vines. "We want you to find Hannah," he said. "When are you leaving?" I asked.
"As soon as possible," my father said.